Faint clouds hang in the pale blue sky above the English countryside. A little village stands amongst trees beside a vast field of ploughed earth. Somebody walks a dog past the field. The dog, a black and gold German shepherd, bounds ahead. In a blue coat with the hood down, the dog walker, a slender 60-something woman, steps onto a narrow tree-lined road. She has attached a lead to the dog, which walks obediently by her side. The trees by the roadside are virtually bare, with just a few brown leaves clinging to the branches. Arriving back at the village, the woman, who has light brown hair, heads down the driveway towards a house with off-white walls and a tiled roof. As she approaches the house, she meets the postman, who's dressed in red.
Morning, Mrs. Mercer.
Oh, Chris. You're early this morning.
I've got the twins waking me up at the crack of dawn, sir.
Oh, my God, I completely forgot. Congratulations.
Cheers.
How are you both coping?
It's a lot of work, that's for sure.
Oh, I don't doubt it a second, but you'll be fine. You're always a capable young man.
You must be getting excited. Saturday, isn't it?
Don't remind me, there's so much work to do. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Good luck.
Thank you. And I'm really over the moon for both of you.
Thank you, Mrs. Mercer.
Kate, call me Kate. We're not at school anymore.
Will do.
Chris goes and Kate enters the house. Max runs off as Kate casually flicks through the post. She puts it on a chest of drawers, then takes off her gloves and hangs up her coat and scarf. She sits down and takes off her boots. She takes the post into the kitchen, where a grey-haired man in glasses, Jeff, sits at the table in his dressing gown, reading a newspaper.
What do you think of that Platters song?
What?
The Platters song.
What for?
First dance?
Or do you think it's a bit naff to have the same song we had at our wedding?
No, lovely song. I've always liked it.
No.
She kisses his forehead, then walks to the sink. She runs the tap and fills a glass with water. She remains at the sink drinking and looking out of the window. In a brown top, blue cardigan and jeans, she looks around to find Jeff has opened some post, which he's studying intently.
What is it?
A letter.
Yes, I know, but from? It's in German.
Yeah.
What's it say?
Well, I can't remember the verbs as well as the nouns. But I think it says they found her.
Found who?
Well, her body, anyway.
God, who? Jeff?
They found Katya.
She takes her hand off his arm.
Oh.
You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
Of course.
But I remember telling you, clear as day.
Of course I remember, I mean. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, and I know I told you about my Katya.
He looks at the letter.
She's been there over 50 years. Like something in the freezer. Now they've found her. Like that Tolland man in the Swedish bog.
Danish, actually. It was on the curriculum for years. I taught it to the third formers.
He stares at Kate, who picks up a mug.
I'll make some more tea.
She goes back over to the sink and fills the kettle from the tap. She puts the kettle back on its base and flicks the switch to turn it on.
Yeah, I'm going to need a dictionary.
She finds Jeff in the garage.
I don't know where to look.
Why don't you check in the plastic boxes?
Arms folded, she watches him through the doorway. She checks her wristwatch, then enters the garage and picks up a plastic box, which she puts on a counter under a small strip light. She takes the lid off the box.
Nothing but do-it-yourself books.
Kate rummages around and finds a book. Jeff comes over.
Ah. That's it. Yeah. Thank you.
Stubbly chin Jeff flicks through it. He's at the table in the kitchen.
You see, what's happened is the snow has completely melted. All that's left is the ice. And that's how they found her.
What do you mean?
Well, she's still there.
In the ice?
Yeah. Way down, I'm sure, but the water is very, very pure up there, but it must be, so they can see her.
Well, haven't they taken her out?
Not yet.
Why not?
Well, she's in a glacier in the Swiss mountains, Kate. It can't be that easy. There are no roads up there.
So how do they know it's her? I mean, it might not be her at all.
Well, they've made an assumption, I suppose, from where they found her. Maybe they can tell from what she's wearing.
What she's wearing?
Oh, yeah. Those airmen in Iceland, I think it was, they were perfectly preserved.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yes, I saw a documentary on it. They were the same as when they died because of how quickly they froze.
And you think that's what happened?
Well, I don't know, but you can imagine.
Sure it works like that, not after all this time.
How strange would that be, though? She looked like she did in 1962. And I look like this.
With his arms folded, he raises his eyebrows and sighs. Sitting at the table, Kate smiles warmly and squeezes his hand in hers. He looks down.
What is it?
No, don't be cross, Kate. I'm going to have a smoke.
In a dark green wax jacket, he gets up from the table and walks out of the kitchen. Kate studies the letter that Jeff received. She frowns a little, then moves the letter away from her. With a tray in her hands, she leaves the house via open French windows. She walks across the grass in the back garden and heads towards Jeff, who's standing nearby, smoking a cigarette. He looks up and puffs out smoke as she approaches. They sit together.
They've asked if I want to go to Switzerland.
Well, why did they ask that?
Well, to see the body.
When?
Soon, I suppose.
You aren't thinking of going?
Don't know.
Oh, all the way to Switzerland?
Well, it's not that far.
Oh, it's...
Except there are flights from Stansted.
Yeah, but it's far enough.
You don't think I should?
Honestly? Well, no. Well, I don't see the point. Plus, we've got the party on Saturday.
Well, I wasn't thinking of going now. I won't go now.
Yeah, but still, I don't like the idea of you climbing a big bloody mountain.
Well, I don't think you would come to that.
You don't even like going for a walk with me on the Broads, and that's as flat as a pancake.
No, like I said, Kate, it wouldn't come to that.
But still.
She eyes him dubiously.
Don't you have to go into town?
Oh, I can rearrange.
No, you should go. It's been a bit of a shock, that's all. I'm fine.